Melusi's Everyday Zulu, turning isiZulu into easy Zulu on East Coast Breakfast.
Sawubona. With that, we all say Sawubona Melusi.
Mfethu shabalala.
Hayi, sanibonani Donga.
Hawo, labavuso mfethu Mshengo.
Sidwaba zilithu.
Hayi, asishela bonga
Mshengo.
Exactly.
All right. What's our word of the day, Melusi?
Word of the day is very good for a morning.
Mm-hmm.
Isinkwa.
Oh, isinkwa.
Isinkwa.
Kodwa sidinga gluten free. Gluten mahala.
Gluten. Gluten no glue.
Terrible, do you know isinkwa?
No, what is that?
I thought you gave me the look like you know.
Oh.
Do you know? Do you
wanna give this is radio, we don't do looks.
Okay, do you want to try?
Isinkwa.
Yeah.
Yes.
I doubt he's going to get it.
No, I'll get it, guys. When you are finished, even if you're a guest or if you live here, when you're finished dinner, put your dishes isinkwa. Am I right? Close.
Well, you can start with the isinkwa. You don't finish.
Hey, Melusi, please correct that.
So, you know when Ukeri said gluten-free?
Mm.
And that is why I brought up this word, you know. The Christians arrived and they told us we must thank God for our daily bread, right? And then a few hundred years later, their descendants now tell us bread is a bad thing.
They need to pick a story.
It's like, guys, do we thank the Lord for isinkwa?
Yeah.
Or is isinkwa bad?
I hear you. So, this is a very good question. Kerry is perfectly poised to answer this question. How is it that the missionaries can come here and equate all the goodness with bread? And now bread is the enemy.
What humans do, Darren, thanks for asking, is we don't know moderation.
Uh-huh.
So, it's not the fact that it's not the nice old stone ground bread that the Lord provided us.
The leavened bread.
Yeah, so now we're just trying to make cheap bread and lots of it.
Yeah.
And it's bad quality bread. And we're eating too much of it, which the Lord wouldn't want. He said, thou shalt not get drunk on wine, nor eat too much bread.
So are you paraphrasing?
You don't say too much isinkwa. I don't
know. Or something like that. I'm not going to make any friends with that statement.
I just think that when the missionaries arrived, they should have been a little bit more clear. And the Lord will provide your flatbread.
Yeah, there we go.
To see what happens when you're not clear.
L'chaim, Darren Moore.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I give a sentence?
Yeah, well,
I will start this journey. My sentence is, when I used to stay with my parents, I used to have everybody isinkwa esinetshuda.
Oh, tuna on bread.
Yes.
Yes.
But you're one of those kids who smell at school.
Not just at
work.
School. It's funny, you know what, strangely enough, we know that Sky loved his tuna sandwiches, but I never smelled them. Oh, you know what, they were finished before 6 o'clock.
That's
what.
Darren
Moore?
Kerry Miller?
Yes. Okay, so, Niaz, ankwaz ugudla gluten, so manje gikumbula isinkwa.
No.
Kendele manglisayo, in fact.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shame.
Especially isinkwa esimhlophe.
Oh.
Esimhlophe.
What does this have to do with color?
Because I've never had isinkwa esimnyama. So that was my sentence, Melusi. Did I do okay?
How did she do?
No, you did really well. And I feel bad for you that you missed bread of all the things one would miss.
Oh, you know.
Oh, she makes up for it with everything else.
Yep. Anyway, moving on. Darren, your sentence.
So isinkwa.
Yes.
All right. Listen. Can you use it? Can I use it like in a slang word?
Definitely.
Guys, if you're gonna go betting at the Vodacom Derby in July, make sure you bring isinkwa. Lots of isinkwa. Bring your bread. Can you use bread as like
the money?
I don't understand.
I know, Sky.
I know. It's a no from me.
Is it a no?
No.
Then I'm sticking with always put your dirty dishes in isinkwa.
Darren, you're confusing the kids of KZN.
Okay. Guys, I like peanut butter and apricot jam on my isinkwa.
Yes, lovely.
Well done.
Lovely.
With butter. All right, thank you, Melusi. Kids of KZN, your challenge today, bread. Can you use the word isinkwa in a sentence? If you can, drop us a WhatsApp voice note to
061 792 9495.
Isinkwa.